Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Tuesday, July 16th, 2014, 2013. What year? 2013.
Yes.
2013.
You don't know the year. That's how long we've been
That's
gone.
How long we've been going.
Episode 9.08, Getting You Ready for Camp Show.
Getting ready for camp, getting ready for camp, getting ready for camp. Now, just so y'all know, y'all are grandma and we're the grandkids.
Are we?
Well, they're grandma because they keep going, where are the kids? I never see the kids. I never see the kids.
Yes, it has
well, grandma, we're here. Okay, the kids have come.
I don't think 4 weeks has been unprecedented. I think there was a while where we went maybe like 6 weeks without doing a show.
Well, while that may be true,
yeah.
The kids should come over.
I see. Well, the kids are here.
And the kids are here, and we're going to tear the house apart.
Tons of stuff to talk about.
Way too much stuff for how little time we have, but we are going to tear your house apart. Make sure you are seated.
Can we just have an Aaron Hernandez show?
You would like that?
Yeah. Just
wow.
1 hour
wow.
of Aaron Hernandez and catching up people on what we've not been able to talk about in the last month.
Why haven't we been able to talk about
it? Because we haven't been doing shows.
Whose fault is that?
Yours.
Ah, well then, I am sorry. Mea culpa. And I am so
I think Jeff was
sorry.
Sort of hoping that I said me.
No,
mine,
no. It was us.
Yeah.
It was us. I was calling us out.
We were on vacation. Look, it's the perfect time to take vacation.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but on NFL
Rex
Network.
Rex Ryan was running with the Bulls in Spain.
In Pamplona. Good luck there, Rex.
He actually did pretty good. Belichick was in Roma, Italia. So this is when coaches in front office personnel, Denver Broncos, we'll get to those.
We'll get to those front guys. Office personnel. Talking about having too much time in your hands.
This is when they get away. And Jeffrey, 30 players arrested since the Super Bowl? I mean.
Not unprecedented, but, you know, it should be probably.
It's a lot.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
See, yeah, I just miss pushing buttons.
I see that. You know, I'm looking at the rundown that you've got here for today's show.
I love the rundown.
I'm very happy about everything that's in the rundown. I don't particularly like the order of the rundown.
We don't have drag and drop. I'm looking forward for everyone.
Drag and drop. I want drag and drop.
That would be what Evernote would call their drag and drop feature. Would be Draconaut. Drag and drop capability.
Huh,
so
you
know what, Stevie?
If you would
put a tick mark next to what we talk about, and then sync, I'll just roll with it, and I'll just sync after we talk about each story.
Really?
So you go in any order you want. Put a tick mark.
I'm gonna sync. I'm just gonna sync because I want to show you how I was able to drag and drunk. Or whatever it was you said.
Okay. You're starting with Aaron Hernandez?
I have him last. You had him last.
I have him last.
I dragon drunked all the way up to the top.
Wow.
Drag and drop. That's what I did.
Drag and drop.
You know how you do that? You highlight what you want. You just click the hold and you drag it up.
I like Microsoft Office, the feature that nobody uses in Word, which is outline mode.
Yeah.
I am in love with outline mode.
You do like outline mode.
And you just drag the little thing and move it wherever you like. And it's really it's not worth Microsoft Office to just get that feature.
It is worth Microsoft
especially
Office.
Because you cannot print that view. That irritates me to death.
You can print that view. You probably just don't know how.
Well, until recently, maybe you have not been able to. Because, Steven, trust me, I've spent hours.
Okay.
Most when I do public speaking, I write in an outline view.
Yes.
It's a fantastic way to write. Okay. Because you get a new thought, you throw it out there as a main header, then you move back, you do body text, and then you're like, oh, no, that's a main point. You drag it out. It's so cool. Indent, extent. It's really good. But you just moved Aaron Hernandez up, Steven, and I assume
we haven't said anything about this dude in a month.
Well,
although my mom would like to point out to me that's all we talked about while she was visiting.
Really? Oh, all we talked about while she was here.
Yes, while she was visiting.
Well, because it was big news back then
when she
was here.
Yes.
I mean, every day brought a new development.
Yes.
And let me say this. The last thing I remember saying to the people is the longer it takes for them to arrest Aaron Hernandez, the worse it is for
that
him.
That is the last thing we said.
And
2 days after that.
Oh, yeah.
The hammer came down. district attorney said, you know what? I may one day want to be someone important. So let's go arrest him at his house.
Yeah, let's not give him the heads up.
Let's not give him the opportunity to turn himself in or anything. Let's go get him, walk him out in
handcuffs. Do you think Aaron Hernandez would have run? Do you think he would have jumped a plane to I don't know, Russia, and hung out in the Moscow airport for 3 weeks like Snowden's doing? Yeah,
no, I really don't. Snowden's out, by the way.
He's not.
He's still in the airport?
He's literally still at the airport.
No, he's in Russia.
If he leaves the airport,
yes.
What's the movie where Tom Hanks played the foreigner that was stuck at JFK
in the terminal?
Yes. In the terminal. Steven's like, the movie's called The Terminal.
Yes.
Entertaining flick, by the way.
Okay.
That's Snowden. Snowden is Tom Hanks in The Terminal, only he's American in a Russian terminal.
Yeah.
If he leaves, he could literally be whisked away and then end up finding himself at the American embassy where he's deported.
Right.
So, but he has actually claimed asylum. We're not going to spend time on Snowden. But Aaron Hernandez was not going to go all Snowden. You know that he's been belligerent with the authorities,
yes.
But he has not been short of cooperative.
Well,
right?
A report today has come out that he has been nothing but perfect.
A model citizen.
At the Bristol County House of Correction.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez is not number 81 right now. He's not 24601 either. Yeah. He's inmate number 174594. Sorry, for the dyslexics, let me go again. 174594 okay. is his inmate number.
Now, let me make it crystal clear.
Crystal.
I am not here in defense of Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
But what I am in defense of is my constitutional right of being innocent until I am proven guilty.
I don't know. We've had a lot
and
of fun with that
in
recently
this country,
in our country. I don't know.
In this country.
I don't know.
If you are accused of something, you are guilty and you have to prove your innocence. When did that change in the United States of America?
Thursday.
Okay. There you go.
You didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo.
Because
the
U.S. mail doesn't always deliver like they used to.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on my mail carrier right now. I have gotten so much mail for my neighbors in the past 3 weeks than I have in my entire life. What is going on with our mail carriers?
I don't know.
And the U.S. Postal
Service. You're right. I get an awful lot from across the street. But you know what's fun is you get to know your neighbors.
Well, okay.
You bring them their mail. They bring
yes.
you your mail
yes.
and stuff. And we're closer than we've ever been, okay. my neighbors and I. And it's because the U.S. Postal Service.
We have had a laugh.
The current administration mm-hmm. is trying to build community.
Ah,
see, what was Barack Obama's credential before he became a senator? He was a community organizer. He's trying to pull us together in love, Stephen.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
sent a mandate down to the U.S. Postal Service. If you could just occasionally take Mr. Miranda's mail, put it across the street, then he gets to know his neighbor. Americans suck at knowing their neighbors.
Yeah.
And so it's a good thing.
Because here's the thing, okay, and This is what
we're back to innocent until proven guilty with
yeah.
Stephen Miranda.
And there is a photographer. I forget the photographer's name. She's very nice. And she took a picture of Aaron Hernandez in 2010.
Okay.
And that picture was such a great picture, photoshot of Hernandez catching a touchdown, that she won an award. And basically by winning this photography award, your picture gets put in the NFL Hall of Fame, or the football, Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it stays there for the rest of your life.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, they pulled it down. Without informing her, by the way, because people were saying, I'm not comfortable with looking at a picture of someone who was accused of doing something wrong.
How many pictures of OJ are up there?
I don't know.
You know,
where
are we drawing the line on bad stuff?
So
because
the thing is,
Aaron Hernandez is accused of killing a man,
right?
And he is charged with murder, one for killing a man. O.J. Simpson, most believe, including people close to him who have now come out and said, but I don't know if you know this, Cato Kalin came out and said that O.J. told him he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's just, for sake of simplicity, let's say that OJ did it.
Yeah.
That would have been two people dead.
Right.
Ronald Goldman being one of them besides his wife. So, again, but again, he had a trial
yes.
and was found not guilty.
Yes, he was.
He was acquitted.
And then in the civil suit,
he got reamed.
Yeah, and once again, I still don't understand that about OJ
criminal and civil law is very different.
Yeah, don't get me started.
And the burden of proof, I understand. We've got, hey, Stephen, okay. We could do a whole show on people apologizing for their tweets about a certain hooded young man with Skittles, okay?
Yeah.
But we're not gonna. But we could do an entire show on that
if
we were so inclined, because that is NFL related, because there's so many people reacting, including those in the NFL. Now, you're frustrated because you would have liked Mr. Hernandez treated as if he had not yet been found guilty of anything.
Yeah, because, you know, the way people speak of him.
He's a murderer.
He is.
He's a scumbag.
He's
a thug.
He is.
He's a hood.
And you know what? Maybe he is. Maybe he is, but we don't know.
How about the evidence looks like he might be?
Okay.
Fair.
Fair. But he hasn't gone, his case hasn't gone to trial.
Memo to the prosecution. Memo to the city attorney's office. Get your crap together. Build a great case. Find him guilty. Send him to jail. Then you know what we will say?
Yeah.
He is a murderer.
He's a murderer, and then we can go. But let's.
In the meantime.
Let's say
stop
it comes
it.
Out.
Stop it.
Guy, you know, decides he's not going to flip and says, you know what, I was actually the one who pulled the trigger. Irrelevant on whether or not Hernandez was in the car with me. And they let him go. And now what happens? Now he gets to sue everybody who treated him like a murderer, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He gets to go back to the Patriots. I would take the Patriots to court for firing me for wrongful termination. I did nothing because someone accused me of murder. That's just where we are.
You go to the Hall of Fame and you sue them for defamation of character.
Right. Yes, you pulled my picture down when
I
did nothing.
That's right.
And it's just the slippery slope that we are in.
Okay,
in this
just
country.
I think that your observation is very important, very important. So important that I do want to tie it back, but not for any other reason than to make your point. We've got the Zimmerman Martin thing that just ended.
Yes.
Everybody, virtually, and when I say everybody, I mean 9 out of 10 people. So everybody had decided Zimmerman's fate prematurely.
Okay.
He's just some nice guy who this stupid black kid attacked him and you got to fear for your life. So he popped a cap in his butt. Well, yeah. And then there's this guy's just a cop wannabe who's just a loser. And this kid who smoked dope, he was just protecting himself from this thug. Who wanders around in the rain with their hood up? Well, everybody, because you're trying to keep the rain out of your face. No, he was looking like a punk. And there had been so many robberies. So obviously he's innocent. No, nothing's obvious until it's done.
But what is obvious is that Zimmerman did kill this kid.
Sure, kid would be alive if he had stayed in his vehicle. That's not an issue. That's not even a question.
Okay.
But again, but that, the point is the
make
innocent
the point because
until
I'm not
Stephen. It's the innocent until proven guilty, and that everybody had decided his innocence or guilt prematurely. By everybody, I mean 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
And everybody now since then has had their point of view reinforced, everybody's had their point of view reinforced by this, and we're just as divided as ever, which is just crazy.
Yeah, I would have stayed away from that because you and I fall on different sides of the fence.
You don't necessarily know.
I don't think we do. He did. There we do know that this man killed this kid.
Steven, I believe, let's go down this road a little bit, and you tell me if you disagree with me radically.
Okay.
I believe 17-year-old black kids in this country have got a very difficult line to walk, because if they roll over for the man and take it in the rear end, then they've got one battle that they're going to lose. If they stand up to the man, then they've got another battle that they're going to lose. So 17-year-old black kids in America are in a lose-lose situation.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That is a fair assessment.
That's how I see this case. And this case is a tragedy.
Yes.
That is how I see it. Was there an aggressor who got away with killing a kid? Sure. Was it murder? Don't know. Okay? But again, so that's maybe the only place you and I disagree.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, this gets back to, let's talk about Aaron Hernandez now, where, Steven, you say I don't have any street cred.
You don't.
And what street cred? I used to be offended at that, Steven. Okay. I used to be offended.
You
but
used to be offended, but now you're not?
Of course. Well, now, well, what I'm realizing from the Aaron Hernandez case and reading about, by
and
the way.
The Ponce brothers, this, by the way, with the free Hernandez hats. That's, oh, my
which
God.
Which they've all apologized. Remember.
Because their teams made them apologize.
Remember this great credo from X-Files, apology is policy. Don't ever forget that. You can always say anything you want. By the way, this is a country of racists. And then tomorrow I say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I
not
didn't
everybody
mean that,
in this
that thing I said
racist.
Is not the thing that I said. Right. And if anybody, by the way, was offended at my comments, then I certainly apologize that they were offended. My favorite non-apology is the non-apology. So here's the thing, though. As I read the scumbag, who's the guy who flipped on Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
And he is a scumbag.
Yeah.
The guy freeloads on people's couches for years and then flips on one of those people that extended kindness to him.
Yeah.
Okay? You're a scumbag, dude. You've got a record. You got a rap sheet. You're a scumbag. But as I read about this, first of all, they're writing, Steven, in this thing that he's a they're writing with everybody's name, and then they put in parentheses, his real name is this, his birth name.
Yeah.
Nobody goes by their birth names.
No.
Okay, see, I didn't know this.
Yes.
And that might be a point of evidence that you could use, evidentiary evidence that I maybe lack
you don't
street
have
cred.
Because you go by your birth name.
Well, not only that, but I didn't know that I didn't.
See, because when I'm back home, you didn't know this because you didn't go back home to Texas with me. But when I'm in
flame
Texas,
retardant. I know that they call you flame retardant.
Actually, it's el güerito. That's my name, which is, you know what güero is, right? It's the blonde kid. So when they call me El Güerito,
I don't get it.
I'm the blonde guy.
I don't get it.
You don't get it. You're looking straight at me.
I'm trying.
And when they call me the blonde kid.
So it's ironic.
Yes.
It's ironic.
El Güerito.
Yes. Hey, look, you were fast. Maybe you were so fast that it looked like white fire, you know, so you look blonde. I'm just trying to no, it's just simple irony.
Just
it's
roll
just
with
simple
it.
Irony.
Yeah, you don't have street cred. I can't even come up with a name.
You keep piling up more. What, you can't come up with a name for me? I got a million names. Legend.
Legend?
Legend.
You are so far from legend.
You could just call me Ledge.
I think we would call you, you know how in there's a Phoenix, Arizona, which as far as street names are concerned, they have no creativity. They have 1st through 127th Street.
You're talking about
and
the
then they have
city.
1st through 187th Avenue, and I'm not done. They also have 1st through 150th Boulevard. So apparently they were just too lazy to name these 300 streets.
Okay.
They'd say, let's just give them all a number.
Well, Lancaster, California's done the same thing.
You'd
which
probably
is
be like, if we were going to give you a street name, it would be like 187.
I'm actually 274.
Okay, so then we'll call you 274th, maybe.
274th? That sounds dumb.
We could call you Lefty.
Again, I look confused.
Don't worry about
I don't stream
anyways,
to the left. I stream
you
to the
have
right.
No street credit
no,
and live
it.
With it. And it's good. It's okay. It's okay because maybe if you were had to, you know, be in the street, you wouldn't survive. And that's okay.
There's a couple things. There's a lot of humor that I want to interject, but there's also some seriousness of this situation and what I've been learning. And it does fit with the Trayvon Martin thing, Steven, which is that for many of us of the Caucasianally oriented persuasion, there's a world out there that we don't know much about.
I agree with that.
I know. But, okay, here's my only judgment, is that you can't blame me for lacking street cred. You can't hold that against me because you can't know what you don't know. What you don't know, you don't know.
I don't think anybody blames you
okay,
for not having street
but
cred.
But here's the
we're just trying to tell you don't
there's
have street cred.
There's two things. There's two sides, Steven. Yeah. So that's one.
Okay.
The second item is, so the people Caucasianally oriented don't, and this is a joke from W. Bush, who talked about Hispanically oriented businesses and sounded like a complete moron.
Yes.
So I know what I'm doing. Caucasianally oriented individuals don't know what street life is like. Now, those in street life have a bit of contempt for those of us that don't understand their world. Hence, you get a peace rally that turns into a riot, or a prayer vigil that turns into a riot because they're kind of euphemistically the same somehow. Yeah. Because there are many who have not all, not even the majority, but there are segments of that of the inner city population that believe that my ignorance of their world equals contempt, equals hostility, equals disdain.
Yeah.
And that's not true. It's ignorance. And look, there are some who have crossed over the line of ignorance, get to know the world, especially in law enforcement.
Yeah.
They live in that world a lot. So what do? They draw conclusions, which is, this is out of control. This sucks. I don't understand it. This is really different to me. So we've got to be hard asses about this.
Right.
And that's where you get into situations of racial tension amongst law enforcement and the inner city. Am I on the right track here?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think about it a little more.
Things to make sense,
yeah.
Stephen.
Sometimes they don't. I'll go back to Batman. And when Alfred.
I like Batman.
By the way, I'm Batman. Batman asks Alfred, he's like, how did you catch that thief who was stealing all the jewels?
Right.
And, you know, he tells him that they burned down the forest and, you know,
spread
them out, basically. And that's how he went to catch the Joker. But he's saying that this thief would steal the jewels, but they would be riding, and then they would find all the jewels all over the forest. The thief wasn't stealing to steal to keep for himself. He just stole because he wanted to steal, because he just wanted to watch the world burn.
He wanted to watch it burn, yes.
And and I think sometimes that's the case. There are just some people who sometimes – the chaos is what they want.
Oh, Stephen, I believe strongly, I agree with you completely, that there is 7% of the population out there that just wants to watch a good fire.
They just want to watch the world burn. And so...
And the people that get in their way, God help them, because it's not fair.
I totally didn't understand. Look, I'm all for protests and all that stuff. I have no idea what you're doing stopping traffic on the I-10 freeway in Los
Making
Angeles.
Making a statement.
for something that happened all the way across
Making
the country.
A statement.
Because I don't know what the state of California and the people in Los Angeles have to do with the outcome of what happened in Florida.
And the one thing that unifies us across race, as Stephen and I touch fingers here and sing We Are the World, we are the world,
yes, we are.
We are the people. Come on, sing.
What unifies us?
We all hate traffic here in L.A.
Yeah, don't make traffic worse. Look, we've got the two freeway already done because the tunnel is like an incendiary thing.
But
and
see,
is that
one thing that crosses race?
In.
We all hate traffic.
We do all hate traffic.
We all hate traffic. So, people, stay out of the freeway.
Yeah, do it.
Stay out of the freeway.
Know, but I don't agree with the whole Florida. Like, this is a First Amendment zone. This is the only place where you can, you know, protest and. Yeah, you can protest wherever you want.
That's the whole point of the Constitution.
America, you can go to the street corner.
You can go
and
into
start
space.
Yelling and doing your thing. Just do it peacefully.
Somebody said
that's
that Florida
I
was the only place they could do that?
No. In Florida, in Miami-Dade, they've set up zones. Zones. Like, you can only protest in this zone.
Stupid street.
You lost.
Cash.
He lost again.
I'm 27.
I'm just saying that. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know what? It's almost like the Occupy Wall Street thing, which is as long as
I
you don't cross
so
the street.
I am so powerful enough of a city that I can tell you exactly where you could practice First Amendment.
Well,
sorry,
you can't do it in front of a police station and block the entrance for people. Who
I wouldn't
there.
Block the entrance,
a
but
fire
I
station
across the
driveway. Sure,
across the street.
Have at it.
I could do it wherever
Be
I want.
Be peaceful.
You have to go to a First Amendment zone.
First Amendment zone.
Below me.
They didn't actually say that.
They
First
did.
Amendment zone.
It's a First Amendment zone. That's
you
what
realize
they call
the irony of that. The First Amendment zone. It doesn't. The First Amendment doesn't apply here.
Yeah.
But it does here.
Here. Yes.
The U.S. Constitution.
That's what I'm saying.
The U.S. Constitution is intact here. But not here.
That state really does drive me bonkers.
Okay, we went Aaron Hernandez a lot. What I learned, Stephen, was how little I understand about that world.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I've got enough street cred now to go, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, does that buy me a little street
you
cred?
You don't get it.
But does that buy me a little
it
street
does.
Cred?
It does. Because
most people think that it's similar.
My only thing that I've got to say about Aaron Hernandez is this. Look, you had just signed a $40 million extension,
sure,
right?
Approximately, 36, 40.
With the New England Patriots. It was huge. Whatever the extension was, it was huge. And all I'm saying is, can you deal with something so where you didn't even have to get involved with a murder? You didn't even have to be.
But, Steven, that's where you are acting like you don't have much street cred.
I got a lot of street cred, and the street cred tells me
somebody
is,
dissed
man,
him.
If I am that cool,
somebody
and
dissed
I got
him,
that much
and therefore
money,
he needed to be dead. That's sometimes the law of the street.
And you know what? When you've got that much power, do you think Tony Soprano goes and makes somebody dead? No, Tony Soprano tells somebody to go out and make somebody dead. That's what they do, and that's where Aaron Hernandez, and here I am. I'm very sorry that someone is dead. We're not making light of that. That you should know immediately, folks, I am not.
Steven disagrees with me, but I believe the only people that deserve to die are people that have murdered. And Steven's a little less severe than me, it's all fair to say that we'd like people to live.
Right. But the fact is that if being in that world, you have somebody to do your dirty work. You don't do your dirty work yourself. That's all I'm saying.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work no more.
I was never a dirty work doer.
So he could have kept his street cred.
Yes.
In fact, it probably would have gone up a little bit.
Yes.
I ain't getting my hands dirty.
Right.
What, are you crazy?
You're not worth it.
I am not getting my hands dirty. But do you know who I am? And they did know who he is. I mean, his street cred was off the chart from what I'm reading.
Yes.
So, yeah. Now, that makes a lot of sense, Steven. And I think that's a fair point, a fair assessment.
I think that this – it's not going to end up good.
Oh, heavens no.
Can I say – and I'm going to go on record, and a lot of people, especially New England Patriot fans, are going to hate me for this, but – I'm going to go on record and say this. Just answer the thing, man. If it's just going to just be, just do it. All right. So I'm going to talk while Jeff does this thing. Let me tell you that regarding Aaron Hernandez, why I am really happy that this happened is that it is putting the New England Patriots in a negative light.
Oh,
and
sure.
It is affecting now not just their team persona, but
their team.
It's affecting the team.
Yeah. As we make our projections,
Gronkowski's hurt. Aaron Hernandez in jail. What are you going to do at tight end? I mean, that was Hernandez and Gronkowski were how big of their offense last season?
70%.
I would say 65-70%.
Sure.
Yes. And that's a lot.
And then Wes Welker.
Who's gone?
Who's gone?
He's
and
now a Denver Bronco.
Woodhead. Who's gone?
Gone.
And that combines, friends, for 95% of their offense.
90.
Actually, it is higher than 90.
Really?
Yeah. So, the bigger social issue is the loss of a life and murder.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is not a social issue show per se. Yeah, we spent some time on it. But it's a football show.
Yeah, and as football goes.
And as we go and we look at who's going to win the AFC East this year.
We got to get a Denver Broncos.
Don't make me mad.
Can you please just get a Denver Bronco helmet?
They're
all you need to know, it was for a good cause.
It was for a good
okay?
cause.
Okay, that's all that you need to
so
know.
Something about the Denver Broncos and Steven Miranda and the destruction of a Denver Broncos
It did
mini
not
helmet.
Get destroyed. I never once agreed to
it
say that it got destroyed. Never did I say it got destroyed. And I will give you the $20. Just you know where to get it. Get it. And I will give you the $28. Do you want to know the story? It's going to tug at your heartstrings a little.
Well, actually, I'll forget.
Okay.
It's me.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story anyway.
Okay.
There's a little kid in Emma's kindergarten class last year. It's from Korea.
You're not going to play the violin and heartstrings here, are
you? Yeah, I am.
Oh, Lord.
Little Korean kid from Korea.
That's little Korean kid from Mars.
Being redundant.
Check.
In Emma's kindergarten class. And he thought that it was really cool. And his mom thought that it was really cool that I would always drop off Emma. And Emma, you know, she's really always gives big hugs. And so they just thought it was a very unique because I guess they're not really touchy-feely or something?
No, the Asian culture is very touchy in the sense of if you're in a public place,
yeah,
they'll lay on top of you.
Okay.
But as far as personal displays of affection, right. No.
Okay. So they kind of, we started bonding with this family. It's really cool. After the Super Bowl, 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, so late February, their time in America was done. They were going back to Korea. And he had become a follower of our show. So the little Korean kid was listening to our show.
That's weird.
And he became a big Denver Bronco fan.
That's not weird.
And he was really bummed, of course, when I told him that, you know, that they lost and
Baltimore. And,
Baltimore Ravens took. But I thought it would be a good going away present.
So Steve is playing the humanity card.
To send him away with the Denver
He's
Bronco
playing the
helmet.
Humanity card.
And he took the Denver Bronco helmet with him back home to Korea so that wherever little Daniel Kang is, he is still probably hopefully cheering for the Denver Broncos.
And he's probably listening to our show, so we football. Have another We Are the World moment yes. here for Steven.
There we are. So there you go.
Wow.
I didn't want to say it on the show, but since
I didn't
you wouldn't
say
let
what
it go.
A great guy I am. I actually said I would have let it go. Steven wants it known that he's the ultimate humanitarian and that if we need a new UN ambassador, he is available. That's all he's saying.
There you go. So that is why the Denver Bronco helmet is not here.
Has gone AWOL. Well, that is better than what I assumed.
Yes. And by the way, we need a new Miami Dolphin helmet. I saw yesterday for the first time the new logo.
Do you like it?
On
now?
A helmet. I saw the logo and the logo
I know
was like,
the logo.
Okay.
I
but
like
then
it.
You put it on the helmet? Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's awful.
It is awful.
It's fat.
It is ugly.
Awful?
It looks like a giant green wannabe dolphin airplane flying through a sun. That's what it is. I did not like it. It was. I'm such a baby, cause the dolphins make me cry. That logo made me cry. Mm. I saw it on, what's their quarterback's name? Tannenhill.
Brian Tannenhill.
And I was like, that really is, that's the helmet they're going with. That really is.
I haven't seen it on a helmet. I like the logo because it looks fast and it doesn't look cartoony. It looks like a fast dolphin, and that's the idea.
Yeah.
Now, so, Steven, just out of your hip pocket here, you got the Dolphins winning the East this year, the AFC East?
No.
Bills?
No.
Jets? No.
No.
So, seriously, the Patriots are going to somehow pull it off?
I haven't even looked at schedules yet.
We need our new spreadsheet with the schedules.
it's here, I thought.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I might have not forwarded.
Oh, what a – wow. So, I try and throw a listener under the bus. And Steve's like, oh, no, he's good. He's got it. I just probably didn't send it to
no,
you.
No, it was last year's.
So we do need one for this year.
We do. Yeah. I don't know. James, did you send it to me? If you did, I'm sorry if you didn't. Come on. Where are you at?
What's going on?
It's
don't be
July
lying.
July already.
We've got to make our picks.
Speaking of July, if you were a winner in last year's fantasy football leagues, you should have received an email regarding your prize. Please get back to me. There's still a handful of you.
Check your trash.
Yes.
Check
junk.
Your junk.
Yes.
Guys, check don't check your junk now.
And if
we're
you
talking
won,
about junk email.
And
don't check your junk.
If you won and you haven't received an email, just send me an email. I'll forward it to you because they did go
we're
out.
Spending lots of money to get this ratified.
That's right. Make sure that all the sizes and stuff that you want are getting done. Get it done. Give me the email.
Get it done. Get it
all
done.
All right. That's out of the way. If you played in our fantasy football leagues last year, start looking in your inboxes soon, within the next several days.
Check your junk. Check your junk.
Guys, this is not permission just to check your junk.
Yes, junk email folder.
Yes, and if you went there and, well, maybe they enjoyed it. So
because, you know, those requests for the new season are going to go out
those
soon.
Go out first. If you've yes. played with this priorly, you shall get an email.
Once you get that email, you get 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks to come in after
weeks
that.
2 weeks to claim your team. After
we,
that, we give it away
open it, open
to a
it
guy
to
named Skippy.
Yes.
And Skippy will take your place.
Skippy's very anxious to get in.
Skippy
this
really wants to play.
All right. Any
have you
other?
Seen any pictures, video, of Steve Corral playing Gruul in
yes.
Despicable Me?
Yes.
How does he do that? He is so good at that,
for
he disappears.
Entire, yeah, it is. For an entire
he's
movie.
He's great.
Yeah.
Despicable Me too. Go see it, friends. Lots of fun. You don't even have
is
to have seen the original.
Is Avery a boy or a girl? Does it matter? No,
no.
Unless it's a boy.
Steven, I grabbed Kara's hand at that point in the movie. What was the name?
Avery.
Avery. Is Avery a boy or a girl? Does it matter? Only if it's a boy.
No, unless it's a boy.
Trust me, kids.
Oh,
it matters, girls. When your daddies need to know if you're hanging out with a boy or a girl, it makes all the difference in the world. All
right. Let's talk about Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. Traitor. He's a traitor.
Why is Cam Newton a traitor?
I thought we were going to tease all the headlines, Steven. That's why I wrote them in headline form.
I see. Well,
teasing all the headlines.
Tease them.
I don't know if we're going to even have time for all these. Cam Newton reveals himself a traitor to the team. The Oakland Raiders are downsizing. The Dallas Cowboys are stinking rich. Denver Broncos punish the bosses. Shad Khan makes more overtures across the pond. And the Seahawks certain that their 12th man is louder than yours. Now back to the stories with Steven.
All right, so Cam Newton says that
he
can't even pretend. He says he is an Atlanta kid at his core, and he loves the Atlanta Falcons, and he will always cheer for the Falcons, except when they're playing the Carolina Panthers.
It is my place to take a stand not against cancer, a stand against what Cam Newton is all about.
Yeah.
Cam, shut your pie hole. You need to tell the people I'm standing.
Jeff is standing, by the way.
Cam, shut your pie hole. These are private thoughts and feelings.
Yes.
Private thoughts and feelings stay in your heart. They can be private thoughts and feelings like, wow, my wife's sister is really gorgeous. Those are private thoughts and feelings that you keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Other private thoughts and feelings. I stole a car when I was 12.
Yeah.
Private thoughts and feelings. When it is a team that is in your conference,
yeah,
I said conference.
Yes.
I did not misspeak. When it's a team that is within your conference, American Football Conference, National Football Conference, that you do not support wholeheartedly, that you support with your love and your tenderness, and they're in your conference, that you keep to yourself. When they are in your division.
You don't even say it to your mom.
You don't say it to your therapist, who is bound by law to not say anything, or you could sue him. You don't tell your therapist. You don't admit it to yourself. You certainly don't tell the press.
I feel for Cam a little bit because, look,
now,
in my heart of hearts,
seated.
I was always, you know, I've always loved the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
And for a while there,
really?
Before my, you know, collegiate years, I thought, I might have a shot playing in football. And what would have happened to Steven Miranda had he made it to the NFL and not gotten picked up by the Dallas Cowboys?
He would speak in the third person.
That's exactly what he would have done. I mean, I don't know. I find that interesting. Okay, for example, San Francisco 49ers, they have a job that, you know, I could do, and I could do well. And I know people there.
All right.
I'm not applying for the job. But if I did,
okay,
and I went and worked for the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm now working for them. I've worked for the Cowboys in the past. I'm a big Cowboys fan. What happens? What do I do?
Lots of people have worked for multiple clubs.
I don't know.
It's not uncommon for people to work for multiple clubs. And by the way, what's the Aaron Rodgers? Wasn't he a 49ers kid? I mean, he went to Cal, and he's from the Bay Area. And we all have strong. I mean, Steven, are you the only one whose fandom is rabid?
I am a rabid fan.
But are you the only one?
No.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
Steelers girl she looked like a freaking bumblebee on Facebook.
We're talking about Teresa.
She lives in North Carolina.
What's up, T?
The pride of both Carolinas is the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And she's in there rooting for her hometown team. Pittsburgh Steelers.
The thing is, she likes all Pittsburgh.
All Pittsburgh's good. And
Steelers,
she's just fortunate
Penguins,
that the Buccaneers
Pirates.
Are doing real well. The Buccaneers. The Bucs.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Pirates. The Bucs.
Pirates.
Are doing the Pirates are having a great season. It's crazy.
Which is odd because don't they always come in last?
They always suck.
Yes.
They are perennial 100 loser seasons unless you go back to Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad.
It's a good pull on Willie Stargell.
Daryl Strawberry had his first couple years there before roids.
He was a Met, wasn't he?
He was a Dodger for most of his career.
Really?
Thanks, Steven. Yeah.
I thought Strawberry played with the Mets.
He ended his career in New York with the Mets. Pizza Man.
Yeah.
Who was mostly a Dodger. Yes. So anyways, Cam Newton has come out of the closet.
I would love to hang out with Piazza one day just to tell him that story.
He would enjoy it.
I was like, hey, man. That was my dad.
He's a good enough guy that he would enjoy the story. And we need to look for him in New York. He'll be in New York this
year.
Yeah,
there you go.
He will be around the Super Bowl, so we have to make sure that we catch him and tell him that story at least.
Oh, gosh. Anyways.
That'd be great. So Cam's come out and said that he's always a Falcons fan, except for when they play.
Except for the two times a year
that they play. And the fact that they've won your division the last 2 years in a row. Dude. Okay, not the last 2 years in a row. Saints won it. No, they won the last 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Saints before that. So it's like you've got two teams ahead of you in the standings. Three if you count the Buccaneers because you did come in behind them even last year. So you need to be quiet about those teams in your division and not be giving them love, Cam. Little advice. But again, a kid that one of the things reasons I love Cam Newton, Steven, is his honesty.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the honesty, but that's too honest.
That's too
honest. Again, that thing that you did when you were six, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Doing that thing you do. All right, the Oakland Raiders, you say, are downsizing.
Downsizing?
Are they firing some people?
No,
they're
going to
go to
that.
Camp with a roster of 50 players?
No, they already did that. In hopes of avoiding TV blackouts, the Oakland Raiders are reducing capacity at O.co Coliseum. To about 53,000, the lowest number in the league by a large margin. The new stadium that they want will be even smaller, Stephen.
50,000, I heard.
Well, you're so interested in the story.
Yes.
I mean, mind you, my phone was ringing because my alarm at my house was going off.
Oh, I see. Why is your alarm at your house going off?
I never sent that. Because I've got construction going on and painting simultaneously.
Why do you set your alarm when you know people are working at your house?
When I left my house, which was a long time ago.
Yes.
There was just guys pouring cement, and I actually turned off the sensor that's near them.
Right.
So they would not set off the alarm.
Yes.
I didn't know that my house painter would need to come into the house and possibly use the restroom. Who knows?
Yes.
And it's Fredrickson's kid, Tucker.
Okay.
So Tucker, and I'm totally Tucker, knowing that he's a friend of the family, he's allowed to come in the house whenever he wants. But yes, Kara set the alarm. There you go.
Okay.
I didn't set the alarm. Had I been thinking, instead of just rushing off after my workout this morning, I would not have. I have set the alarm.
All right. So 50,000 seat stadium.
I've got the alarm
for the Raiders.
Company calling. I've got Tucker calling, saying that he apologizes and these are calls you need to take. So, yeah.
Basically, the lease that they have at O.co expires after the season.
But that's purely coincidental that the Oakland Raiders are now going all Al Davis and making demands about what the city needs to do about getting them a new stadium.
Well, what do they say? Something about the leaf not falling far from the tree?
They say the leaf doesn't fall very far from the tree,
is that what they say. Is that the
which
saying?
Is nearly exactly what
or
you said.
You can't throw a stone next to a tree and fall from, I don't know. Whatever the
if a stone hits a tree and it falls in the woods, is there a river near it? Is actually the saying.
What is the saying?
I don't know which one, but the leaf doesn't fall from the
there
tree.
There you go.
It's perfect.
So leaves don't fall from trees.
Don't.
Now.
Oh, they actually don't. Especially if they're deciduous. I mean, then you really need.
The leaf doesn't fall from the tree.
It actually doesn't. It rises into heaven. And it goes to tree heaven.
Okay. I was messing around.
I talk backwards.
That was
frequently.
Classy.
Frequently.
The leaf doesn't fall from
Look,
the tree.
But I know all cliches, unlike some people.
Well, I've heard the cliches.
I know cliches.
I just talk backwards. I try to be cliche-less. How about that?
Cliche-free since 93. Stephen Miranda.
Because every time I try to come up with a cliche, like let's chomp it in, I get laughed at. I get humiliated.
You don't get
People
laughed
hate
at.
It. You start
Ridicule.
Foaming at the mouth every time I say it. So I stay away from cliches.
Do you ever find after you've been running for a while that you get that weird paste on your lips?
I hate it.
What we
You're
need
not
to,
drinking
we
enough
need to,
fluids.
I'm not drinking at all when I'm out.
You need to probably take
a water bottle. I hydrate before and I hydrate after.
You should probably take something with you.
I don't want to. I don't want more. Which, you know, I see a guy out running that's got one of those little hydration backpacks with a little straw.
Yeah.
He looks like an idiot.
I know, but those are freaking cool.
I don't care. He looks like an idiot, okay? I
carry a little water bottle with
you. I already carry my phone because I don't want
it. Why do you carry your phone? Put it in your pocket.
It's too heavy. I'll pull my pants down. And it makes the headphones. Steven, where is all my height?
You're tall.
Where's all my height, though? Is it my legs?
No.
It's all torso.
Yes.
So my headphones barely reach. Okay? You put it in a pocket, and now it's too far away.
Extender cable.
Lord, I need more cable? So I hold my phone, and then I listen to my music, and so it's all good. I don't want anything
else. You've already got something in one, put a water bottle in the other, and then you're walking like this.
Then how do I hit dogs that are trying to attack me?
You throw the water ball at them.
Water ball? I turned to a dog.
I didn't tell you this.
No, I gotta go. Okay. I turned to a dog. I'm out on a walk, and this dog kept looking at me.
Yeah.
This dog kept going over its shoulder and looking at me. It's on a walk with its owners on a leash. It's all good. It's all good. My neighborhood, very civilized, occasionally off a leash, but not usually. And so I'm going by the dog. I said, "You looking at me?" Dog goes, "Aah!" I'm like, "Holy shit."
Yeah, don't talk to dogs that way, man.
You look at me? Apparently the answer was yes.
Yes, yes, fool. I was just waiting for you to say something.
You were
going to say? I went to my sister's in Texas. She got a cat.
I'm sorry.
That was not good.
No, allergy?
It was not good. But anyways, it brought me to the story of, did you watch Bolt? Have you seen Bolt yet?
Yes, loved
it. The movie
Bolt
with the dog.
Loved it.
And when he's going with Mittens the cat and they go to the RV park.
Yeah.
And she's teaching him how to beg for food.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time they open the door and he's like, and they're like, "Oh, a little dog." Yeah. And they give him food. And then she tries it. "Get out of here, stupid cat." And they throw the fry pan.
Love that.
I was going to throw a frying pan at that kid. I told my sister, if that cat comes near me one more time, I'm freaking grabbing a frying pan and I'm going to throw it at it.
I wish that animals were smart enough to know when we hate them and when we don't, and that they would respect our decision.
Exactly.
Because
her
oftentimes.
Dogs, anytime. Jump
yeah,
on.
Yeah, come on.
The
sit
cat,
down.
I cannot handle you.
I'm spending the night at a friend's in Chicago on his couch.
Yeah.
And this cat just would not leave me alone all night. Just kept sitting on my head, sitting on my chest. Like, MF, get away from me, you stupid cat, or you will be cat food.
After I really thank my sister, because after the first day, she put the cat in
to
Patrick's
sleep.
Room. That's what I wish would have happened. No, put it in Patrick's
room.
All
right, so here's the deal. And this is serious, serious thing up in Oakland.
Yeah.
So they commissioned a study, and they found that if they had a stadium of 50,000 – What's the league, Steven, for their sellout rule? You have to be like, what, 80% capacity? 90% capacity? 85?
Yeah, 85%.
So they figure that they can put 42,000 people in this place.
Right.
That's all the Raiders fans that they could put in their stadium.
Yeah.
So the fact that they have a stadium now, O.co seats approximately what, Steven? 70,000?
I think it was
76,000. 76,000. Okay, so we're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
So way too many seats for the few Raider fans that are out there that go to games. There may be millions that watch on television, but they can't because the games are blacked out because nobody goes to the games. Right. And by the way, a great experience going to a Raiders game.
It is.
It's not even – they make it look scary. Steven and I can personally attest to the fact that the fans are fun. Every home game is Halloween for Raider fans.
Yeah,
that's it.
Can't say every, but, you know, the majority.
Compared to most stadiums, Eagles, Browns. I mean, there's stadiums that are far more hostile.
Yes.
Far more hostile. 49ers?
Let me tell you something.
49ers fans are more hostile than Oakland Raiders fans.
The Raiders are proposing this. It's going to cost about $800
million. $800 million for a stadium. It should be good.
We'll put up $300 million.
Why don't we put up more?
The league's going to give us $200
million.
From
the stadium fund.
$500 million. So we need public funds of about $300 million.
Now, this is from where, Steven? These public funds specifically? Where on my map? Where are we talking about?
The Bay Area.
Oh, the Bay Area's got lots of money.
No, the other side of the river.
Oh, the other side of the Bay.
Bay, yes.
The other side of the Bay. Oh, so you mean one of the poorest areas in our country.
In the world, yeah.
Not the world.
Okay.
In our country. Trust me, I've been to some places that are pretty dang poor. So one of the poorest areas, but fortunately their crime rate is so low there that they don't need money for law enforcement and things, right? Oh, you mean they have a murder rate that rivals Chicago right now?
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, maybe public funds are needed for, I don't know, public safety?
Yeah. Something other than a stadium.
So you're saying a stadium isn't necessarily the highest priority for Oakland?
Mr. Davis, not L, but the new Davis.
Mark.
Is making plans to leave Oakland, leave the Oakland area, and this is how you start it.
You where's put it out he coming?
There. I hope
notice how I said, man. Where's he coming, not where's he going?
Yeah.
Steve, what's the difference between coming and going?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Going, you're leaving somewhere.
Yeah.
Coming, you're coming here.
Yeah.
He's coming
yeah.
here.
No. Yes. No. You know, you realize the most likely scenario today
yeah.
is Rams Raiders at a new facility here in LA.
Back again.
Most likely scenario. On a 1 to 10 scale of likelihood.
I'll take the Chargers before I'll take the Raiders.
On a 1 to 10 scale of likelihood, that scenario that I just put out there, how likely is that? If something's going to happen.
There was a little puke in my mouth.
I understand. You just barfed up a little bit, a bile.
A little.
Right. But, Steven, how likely is it on a 1 to 10 scale?
I would say it's a 6.
Of all the scenarios. Of all the scenarios that could possibly go down.
Of all
a new team. The Chargers come, the Jaguars come, the Vikings come. Of all the scenarios.
It's a 6 because all those others are like 1 and 2s right now.
Well, then what's the most likely, overwhelmingly most likely?
The Raiders coming down.
Yeah.
And being here.
And?
And possibly the Rams.
They say they want 2 teams.
Yeah.
AFC team, NFC team, Raiders, Rams. They got a history. Ta-da.
Let's get to a team that is really, you said stinking. But then you paused, and then you said,
"Stinking rich." Forbes has come out with their list. Forbes in their list. Wow, the Cowboys. This is from
leads all NFL teams.
SI.com. Cowboys easily top Forbes list in value for NFL franchise.
$2.1 billion. That's with a B.
With your pinky up at your mouth.
$1 billion.
Now. The Yankees and 3 soccer teams are ahead of them globally.
Yes.
But as far as the NFL which teams, everyone knows is the coolest thing, especially given how few games you play. Come on. Seriously, let's put this on a per-game basis.
Yeah.
And since, let's just be mean here for a second, since the Cowboys never make the playoffs, I mean, let's put it on just, you know, a 16-game basis, 8 home games. How much does that $2.1 billion get you? An awful lot of bang for buck.
It does.
It's crazy.
Wow.
They're the only NFL team to top $2 billion and trail only 3 top soccer teams. Steven, name the soccer teams without looking.
Arsenal? I'm sorry. Man United.
Thank you. I appreciate the condescension, though, to Arsenal. They're worth a lot, but no. Man United, 3.1.
Barcelona?
Barcelona, 2.6.
And
you're in the right continent. You're in the right region.
Real Madrid?
Real Madrid, 3.3.
And then the Yankees?
2.3.
And then the Cowboys.
Now, it's a...
So the Cowboys are top 5 overall?
Yeah.
Of all sports franchises in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, for as little as American football is globally...
As small as it is globally.
And that's
unpopular
pretty
as
freaking high up there.
The Yankees are easy. Everybody who is not American wants to be seen, and by everybody, I mean a majority.
Pinstripes.
Want to be seen with an NY cap on,
yes.
Right?
Pinstripes.
No, they don't want to wear the pinstripes. But they want to wear, Steven, they want to wear a Yankees cap.
Okay.
My point is how cool Yankees caps are.
Yes.
Globally.
Yeah.
People in Cambodia don't even know what it is, but they know it's cool.
It's NY.
It's NY, which probably means New York, is what they would say. But I've seen pictures of celebrities, and they all have them on.
So how many teams are after the Cowboys? How many other different sports franchises are after the Cowboys before you got the New England Patriots at $1.6 billion?
I do not have the list.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Boy, you just exposed me. I feel
you are exposed.
I feel exposed. But you know what? So yeah, Patriots, $1.63 billion. Redskins, $1.6 billion. Giants, $1.468 billion. Texans 1.3. Ironic that the Texans are that high. Goes to show you what a difference Cowboy Stadium makes for Jerry Jones, friends. Holy mackerel.
Well, let me just give you this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The operating income yearly for team, the Cowboys bring in $226 million. The next closest team is $118 million, the Patriots. That's over $100 million.
That's coming up on half.
More than any other team in the league.
Wow!
That's
crazy. Now, remember.
Here's their revenue.
Steven, I got a question for you, and now you're going to put on your objective hat.
Okay.
Do you own one? Yes, I believe you do.
Yes, I do. It's on right now.
Stadium in – name the stadiums that you can name in the world that you would pay money to go visit when there's not an event being taken place there.
Stadiums that I would go visit?
Yes. That you might even go out of your way to visit. Make a day trip of it to go see a stadium.
I would go and see the Olympic Stadium that they built in Beijing.
The Beijing Olympic Stadium. Yep. You would make a point of going out of your way to see that.
That was pretty phenomenal when they built it.
The Colosseum in Rome does not count, by the way. They do not do sport there for the last 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's been a lot. But I'd still go see it.
But that's not what our question is.
Beijing
Olympic Stadium. Interesting choice, okay?
I'm not that thrilled with Wembley. I would say Wembley, but I'm not so thrilled.
Well, it's because it's been rebuilt.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if it had always been the same.
I thought it was
going
to be more impressive.
Steven, you know you're walking on thin ice here.
I know.
You're talking about the holy site
for
England.
I know. You know what?
I don't disagree with
you. I've been there 6 times now.
But
okay, maybe
you
want to
look at me.
Yes.
If you want to look at me right now, you're going to look at me as the correct version of Cam Newton.
Okay. That's right.
I'm Cam Newton who should be right now. You are Cam Newton who is.
I am.
You told the truth.
Yeah, I did. I did tell the
truth. And see, I'm going to say it's an icon.
It's amazing.
I'm going to say what you have to say.
When
you see that arch reach up from the sky, there's something in you that says, my life is now complete.
But if you want to see a stadium that just that has something for everybody, and literally I mean everybody from men to women to children, you got to go to Jerry's Place. That place is amazing.
It is one of the most
and
spectacular.
It has nothing to do with me being a cowboy.
It doesn't, Steven. I wrote for the Orange County Register when it opened.
Yeah.
That it was one of the new wonders of the world.
Yeah, it
and
is.
When I saw it on the horizon, I felt like an alien ship had landed, and I was in an X-Files episode that was like the coolest X-Files episode of all time.
It does look pretty awesome from a distance, but when you get
and then when you get closer, it gets cooler.
When you see those doors,
and then it gets dark, and then you see how it's lit, and you're like, it's even cooler.
Oh, the nighttime.
This stadium is freaking amazing. They could charge any amount of money, up to $30, and it would be a deal.
If you like artwork, the artwork inside is
amazing. Yeah. If you like architecture, you've got these half-mile trusses that hold this thing up.
That is pretty phenomenal.
Enough Cowboys.
I think that
Cowboys are stinking rich.
They are. It's a lot.
We
find out today about camp credentials. So.
Okay, we expect to be in Oxnard with the Dallas Cowboys shortly because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game along with
they're playing the Dolphins in the Hall of Fame.
The Miami Dolphins,
yeah.
Which, by the way, friends, we're going to have American football being played just, you know, preseason, but we're talking 3 weeks?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Can't wait. Canton, Ohio, you're going to have Saturday the induction ceremony for the Football Hall of Fame, and Sunday you will have the game of the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins, and it's going to be fantastic.
You have good old boys.
I do.
It's time to
Give
it to me. I asked Jeff because my iPad had issues. Don't ever upgrade anything. I upgraded a program and
ever upgrade anything. That's quite a statement, Steven. So you'd be running Windows 3.2 is what you're saying.
I would.
Okay.
And on my Mac, I'd be running 922.
I loved 922. 922 was a great OS.
Yeah, it was. I'd run 922, and I would run Windows 3. I wouldn't even go Windows 3.2. I'd run Windows 3.1 is what I would run.
Yeah. I don't have it.
But just the good old boys.
Never meaning no harm.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day I was born. How about we're not talking about players this time, Jeffrey, but we're talking about execs.
I love not only execs, Steven, we're talking player personnel. Now, what are the people that are responsible for player personnel, Steven, responsible for?
Players.
And what about them?
They're responsible for bringing players
to
the team, acquiring players,
and then what about when they get there? What about when they get there?
Coaching them?
No, not so much coaching them.
Well, yeah, you got to coach them as far as
player personnel specifically focuses on more than anything the behavior.
That's what I mean. Coaching them. People. Coaching them how to be a player for your team.
Okay, but coach, we
a player on the football field, a player off the football field.
Exactly. For your team. Is your player personnel guy.
Yeah.
Most organizations have at least one. Some have two. Denver Broncos have one in particular. What's his name?
Not just one, but two. Two, Jeffrey. Their top director of pro personnel, Tom Heckert. And their director of player personnel, Matt Russell, both have been suspended without pay for 1 month.
Well, no. Russell suspended indefinitely.
Oh,
Heckert
that's right.
suspended
Heckert
1 month.
1 month. That's
yeah.
right. Russell indefinitely.
Yeah, they're both going to get counseling and some treatment, and they're going to comply with a lot of programs.
Both of these guys had recent DUI arrests. And when you're, you know, as we said, player personnel people for a
come on
Broncos, that's not good.
This is so embarrassing for John Elway and the Denver Broncos. And Pat Bowlen, as if Pat Bowlen hasn't had enough grief in that man's right. life. Now, mind you, a lot of it he brought on himself with Shanahan and things.
Yeah,
but he's one of the good guy owners, I want to say, in the NFL. And you are not doing a – Steven and Trisha and Matt and Paula and I went out for a get-together on Saturday night, and there was drinking involved. Did I drive, Steven?
I drove.
Oh, why was that?
Well, so that other people could have fun.
Oh, and did any of us get completely plastered?
Nobody got plastered.
But could we have?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how responsible people go out.
Yeah.
We don't know if you're going to have too much to drink, but you make allowances for it.
Right.
So I can get as rip-faced as I want, and I have a plan. My car was at Steven's house. But you know what? If I got rip-faced, which is my new turn of a phrase,
rip-faced.
You like it better than the other? Than the potty word?
Well, yeah.
It's better than the potty word.
Yes.
So if I got rip-faced, then Steven would drop me off at my house.
Right.
And I go to sleep, and when in the morning, we got my son and my wife who can come take me up to Steven's house, and we can get my car.
Yes.
And that's how responsible people do it. Now, Heckert, Russell, Memo, this is what you've been teaching your athletes to do. It's what you've been teaching your athletes to do, and they have more money than I do.
Do as I say, not as I do.
It should be do as I say, especially as I do. I lead by example.
They didn't. And
this is the highest form of failure there is in an organization. You're not above the law.
I should send John my resume.
By the way, John, I don't drink.
Yeah.
Just putting that out, Mr. Elway, just putting that out there.
Okay,
by the way.
Some of my fans will tell you, yeah, I have a couple of shots of tequila when I'm in London, but you know what? I walked back to my apartment. To my hotel after
when
that.
I have shots of tequila once a year in London,
it
I
is
walk.
With a good friend of mine who is a London police officer.
So if I get into trouble, he can get me out of it. Wow, thanks, Chris.
So there you go.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Gosh, I miss all my London police. What are we doing?
Early.
We need to talk
early.
About what we're doing. What
we're
is early?
Soon. We're going soon.
We're going
I say
soon.
I say we got to declare. So we declare September. Which is soon.
Okay.
2 months, we're in London.
So we're doing the early game.
I say we do the early game because it's the 49ers, which we have the closest relationship with.
Yes.
And the Jaguars. Isn't that the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's
I thought that was the late game.
Mm. Minnesota Vikings. I don't know.
Viking Steelers.
Whatever it is, Stephen, it makes it so that my 25-year wedding anniversary, I'm at home.
I see.
And my wife is not insisting that I be home for our 25-year anniversary. She's not even necessarily saying I should. I just think it'd be nice.
Right.
It could be nice.
Yeah.
So, and that conflicts with the October game. So I say that, and we know what the October weather's like. So we haven't played with September weather in London. I don't think I've ever been to London in September.
Yeah,
so
see, the early game is Vikings Steelers.
Okay.
Niners Jags is
two teams that we don't know as well. We've met the Steelers once. We've never met the Vikings.
No, never.
I want to meet Leslie.
I want to meet Adrian Peterson.
Oh, wow.
I want to give him a hug.
Wow. See, we got to do that because I want to meet Adrian Peterson, too.
I don't know, but it's October is with the
I know
the thick of the schedule.
And the weather fits so perfectly. I love the weather in London in mid-October to late October. The weather there is perfect.
Why do you have to go and get married in October? Why can't you be like anyone else and get married in the spring like everybody else?
I got really good explanation for that.
Okay. Are you going to give it to me now or later?
No, no. No, no, no. Totally legit.
Okay.
Cheaper.
All right.
Everything.
Everything is cheaper.
Honeymoons, anniversaries. It's just at the end of tourist season everywhere.
Yeah.
So you go anywhere for your anniversary, special times.
So are you taking your wife somewhere?
No, no. That thing that I'm missing right now where the front porch is getting redone
and
the house getting painted, happy anniversary.
That's her anniversary present?
It's our anniversary present.
For her anniversary?
She really did. The front of our house has been an embarrassment to her since we have owned the house.
I see.
So this is making this will make her proud. I mean, this thing is going to freaking rock.
Okay.
Beautiful front porch. Beautiful front porch. I encourage people who know me to go out in a couple years to Google Maps and take a look at a street view of my house. Mm-hmm. Look at it now and go, But look at it in a couple years once they drive by again, and you go, wow. We're pushing out the front porch, make a nice little sitting area there with a little canopy. It's a beautiful new garden, and it's just going to be spectacular. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's going to feel like an anniversary present for her.
Okay, good.
So, but, yeah. So
and you still want to go together? You don't want to split up, go one and one?
I like going with you.
That was it? Okay.
And then it would cost us more because we'd have two hotel rooms.
No, you wouldn't.
We would.
We just wouldn't go for a whole week. We, you know, would split it up.
Shorten the trips?
Yeah.
I can't shorten the trip.
Why not?
Because we work. When we're there, I figured we'd work and maybe make enough money to pay for it.
Yeah.
Are you willing to work at midnight to 6 a.m.?
Yeah, that was brutal.
It was brutal. But, dude, so manly. Manly. You're waiting for a car to pull up to take you to the radio station at midnight.
That was brutal.
Hoo-ha! After a full day. And then after that, Steven, here's the best. Our radio shift ended at 6 a.m. Car takes us home. And you went to sleep, and I'm not throwing you under the bus, but I was mad. And I went downstairs, had breakfast in the hotel.
I did it when my wife and children were there the following week.
And then I went to the press conference.
And so, okay, so I went and I worked all night.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I got 2 hours of sleep, and then we got up and went and were tourists.
You got 2 hours sleep. I got no sleep. I'm telling you, I went and got the breakfast, which I love that breakfast downstairs.
Oh, no, I skipped
the place
breakfast.
Is phenomenal.
That's what I did with sleep. You went and got food. I decided to sleep.
I know. And then I went to the press conference and saw Tom Brady wearing a very silly stocking cap.
Yeah,
very silly stocking
cap.
That
whole press conference was weird.
That press conference. You came for the press conference and finally left because it wouldn't start.
No. I was there for the press conference.
The beginning. You left at some point for good reason. The thing just wouldn't end or start or something.
Oh, because they didn't know if they were bringing Belichick. I stayed for Brady.
Yeah. And then it was like, Bill Belichick will be 20 minutes. Yeah. And then after 20 minutes, Bill Belichick will be 20 minutes. And Steve's like, you know what? I haven't had any sleep in a couple of days. I'm thinking I might get some sleep.
I've seen Belichick.
We know Belichick. And then I did. I went up to the podium, Steve. You don't know this. And I did my Bill Belichick impression at the podium.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, because they needed a sound check.
Right.
I said, I'll do Bill. I said, and I'll even take a question or two. And they asked questions, and I answered like Belichick, and the place was in stitches.
That's
it was great,
crazy.
Which is why we haven't heard from the Patriots in a while.
There
so there you go. So, yeah, those bad guys in Denver are being punished, as it should be. Matt Russell and John Elway has spoken. And he says, Heckert, Russell, you're going to sit down for a little while.
Yeah, that's you know, it's good that the team had to come in and they did their thing without the league getting involved.
Very well, yeah, and it was preemptive because the league would have gotten involved anyways. Little Aaron Hernandez side note, I didn't know this. His cell is 7x10 and he's in there 21 hours a day without air conditioning, a TV, or a weight room. That's it. 7x10, 21 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's lame. Memo to all Rants and Raves listeners, do not commit murder.
Yeah. The Jacksonville Jaguars owner decided that owning the Jaguars wasn't enough.
He loves him some London. The Pakistani-born American from the Midwest is becoming a true Londoner. I mean, Steven and I feel like we're adopted Londoners, but he's one-upped us, Steven.
FFC, Jeffrey.
FFC, the Fulham Football Club.
Shad Khan is the new owner of Fulham.
Dude.
And now owns a team in the Premier League and the National Football League.
Now, my wife didn't know this, so I'm going to assume that there's listeners who don't know this. The NFL forbids NFL owners from owning other professional sports teams in the United States.
In the U.S.
Now, the question, Stephen, that I have for you, and then we'll get back to the Shad Khan thing. Do you think that the NFL will start clamping down on ownership of teams abroad, especially given that these teams are more valuable, not in the case of Fulham, but these clubs, Liverpool being and John W. Henry isn't in the NFL, but we've got the Glazer who owns Manchester United. So we've got the most prosperous league. And by the way, he's known to spend most of his money on Manchester United, not on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
Do you think, and the whole reason the NFL has that rule, as Steven knows, but I'm telling our listeners, is so that your interests are not divided and your financial incentive is to keep your money with your NFL club.
Right.
That's why you don't have a baseball team, a hockey team, and a basketball team. Because then you've got a divided interest. Then when it comes for TV contract negotiations, you're like, gee, if I give from Peter to pay Paul, that they don't want you divided like that. They want all of your attention, all of your energy on your NFL club exclusively.
Because the Glazer
experience hasn't been good.
Because I think it's different markets overseas.
And the Rams owner owns one of the clubs, owns Everton?
No, Arsenal. Owns Arsenal.
There you go. There you go. My little team.
Yeah.
My little team.
He owns Arsenal. So, yeah. Plus, the thing is, you've already got three owners who own teams overseas.
You've got more. I think you have four.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't think they could do that. Plus, I think the owners would be like, what I do overseas? None of your business.
Well, but isn't the point of the rule just as valid when we're talking about international sport ownership?
Well, I think right now with the league and their desire to expand globally,
right?
I think this helps. It doesn't detract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact is, I did a full segment on Talk Sport Radio where I talked about the Jaguars a lot where I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because the folks at Talk Sport are like, tell us who Shad Khan is. Shahid Khan, as they said. And I'm like, please don't call him Shahid. He prefers Shad. You guys all want to pull out your fake mustaches that are very dark. And I look forward to the day that when the Jags come over this season, I hope Fulham's got a home game that day because so many of these other owners, the Glazers and the Crafts, they've all been able to have their big fun.
Right.
Where they go and they see their footy club team and then they fly in a helicopter and they come down to Wembley for the – and that sounds like the ultimate day. If I'm a billionaire, yeah, that sounds like a pretty darn good day.
Yeah, see, the other thing about which – whether I go to September or October,
you've got to see a Spurs game.
I've got to. I'm done. I'm going to White Hart Lane. I'm going to go.
You had to make the ultimate sacrifice and have your first Premier League game be Arsenal.
Yeah. Almost lose the freaking QPR. That was great. It was actually kind of great because I was pulling for QPR there at the end.
I'm the one who made my wager on the draw.
Yeah.
I wagered the draw.
Yeah.
And they're like, how can you do that as a fan? Because I'm a fan, and I know my team.
We've been playing
and
some
we suck.
Pretty bad
we played horrible soccer. Horrible soccer to start the year. Yeah. Amazing that we ended up in the top four. But, Steve, you're right. We need to get to a Spurs game, and I'd be happy to get out to White Hart Lane and be
all
fun.
Right. Let's finish this up. We're going to talk about an amusing feat. Since I
you
was
want to be there?
Since I was a part of the Guinness Book of World Records making at Anaheim Stadium.
Oh, you feel like I'm in the book. I don't need to be
there.
I'm
already in the book.
Okay, well, I'm not in the book. So the Seattle Seahawks are saying that their 12th man is louder than your 12th man, and they are looking to break the world record for roar, for a roar of noise.
Yeah. This is not officially connected with the team.
No.
The Seahawks, but volume 12, which is, I guess, their what they call
the 12th man.
They've successfully applied with the Guinness Book of World Records to attempt a new world record. And they have materials that the Guinness Book of World Records have given them that they're going to submit to try and come up with the loudest sound.
And what would that be?
In a stadium.
What would that be?
I'm trying to get the number. I think the decibel that they have to hit is pretty loud.
I know what it is. So let's hear what your guess is, because I know what it is.
I think it's like I think they have to pass like 135 decibels. What?
Yeah, 135 decibels. Yeah. 135.7,
yeah, okay.
I think is the exact number. It's and 116.3 is the current
131.76
record.
131.76 is what it is. This is what it stands
okay,
at.
Okay, what I meant by that 116, that is the current recorded loudest volume in Seattle's Quest Field.
The report that says that a Turkish
football club soccer,
their cloud roar was a 131.76, and to beat that you have to beat it by so much. They have to get to 135 decibels.
That
to beat that.
Now
they think
so
they can do it.
It's now time for Steven and I to tell our respective stories of going to Quest Field.
Blood coming out of my ears.
Okay, that's Steven's. That's not true.
But that's what it felt like.
There was a point in the first quarter. Who are they playing?
They're playing the 49ers. It was Monday night, and Alex Smith has the Niners at the 1 yard line.
Okay. And then there was that
was so loud. False start. They got pushed back to the 6.
Yeah.
It was
We're
so loud again.
Around the 30-yard line.
We're around the 30-yard line. So loud again. That was the second false start.
Which
now they're at
just,
the 11.
Just gets the crowd into a lather.
First and goal from the 1 became first and goal from the 11.
The 11.
In a matter of minutes, because they just could not hear. It was so pretty.
Couldn't hear inside the huddle.
Yeah.
Could not hear. If anyone wants to know why I had no issue picking the 49ers to lose to Seattle last year, that's why. Like, Colin Kaepernick has not experienced anything like this.
Yeah.
No matter how much you plan by bringing in jet engines to train and things, you are not prepared for what this feels like. My reaction, Steven, first of all, I was stunned that we were sitting there with Doc Rob and everyone around us had earplugs or earphones on except a medical doctor and his two goofy friends.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this picture when everyone's wearing hearing protection but a medical practitioner? Granted, his expertise is obstetrics. He's an obstetrician.
Yeah.
But I bet even babies can have their hearing damaged by this. Unborn babies, I bet, can have their hearing damaged by going there. Pregnant women should avoid Quest Field. So when that roar went up, which was completely spontaneous, I did not see it coming. And it was the stop. It was the final stop at the goal line. I involuntarily threw my hands over my ears because of the shooting pain.
Yeah.
That's my experience, Steven.
It was pretty loud.
I had no – it was not premeditated in any way to cover my ears. It was a physical – it was a physical reaction that you can't even account for. It was spontaneous.
It was loud. I wished them well.
It hurt.
I wish the Seahawks would. You know,
I so want to be there.
I wish
with hearing protection.
I wish the players would, you know, stop, you know, trying to talk about 49ers head coach Harbaugh and stuff, and saying that they want to grab them around the neck and, you know, put their hands on him.
They say mean things about
him. Yeah, they're having war of words.
Look, it's still when at the end of the day, it's Pete Carroll versus Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
USC.
But this was Sherman. This was his coach. This was his player when he played for Harbaugh and Stanford.
And therefore, the rivalry will be less. It's USC and Stanford. Yeah. And friends, we're not saying it's Army, Air Force. We're not saying it's any of those things. But it's a sound rivalry. Yeah. It is a very significant rivalry. Yeah, and so they planned it specifically for the weekend that the 49ers were coming to town, which is like week two or something like that. And I wish him luck, and I really would like to be there, Steven. I can't believe you're not that interested in being there.
I'm not, only because I've already got a lot of travel plans this year.
Okay.
Cowboys are coming to San Diego to play the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm already kind of greasing the wheels with Bill Johnson there.
Jordan's ticket.
And the Chargers there. You do got to get him to that game. I'll be more than happy to take him to that game.
Thank you. Because we won't be able to afford anything after I buy that ticket.
Week six, Matt and I are going to Dallas. Saturday at Cowboy Stadium is ASU versus Notre Dame. And then the following Sunday, the Cowboys host the Denver Broncos, and I get to see Peyton Manning. So I've never seen him live.
So
I
jealous.
I get to see that. Then we got London, whether now it's either going to be September or October, which we have to look at the calendar to see what other games are going on then. It's kind of crazy year already. Then, you know, playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
I don't have it, but I do.
You play to win the game.
So different.
It is completely. So it is a full schedule, not to mention that I guess I'm going to go on air now, and we'll leave with this, that there is a challenge.
Ambush.
Fantasy football challenge. Matt's girlfriend, Paula,
yeah,
feels that she can beat me.
She's pretty intense.
And so I have thrown down the following gauntlet. She is going to enter to play in our Big Money League, a league which I win very often, by the way, mm-hmm. 3 out of the last 4 years. And I said, if I were to lose to her in that league, mm-hmm. I will never play fantasy football ever again.
That's a lie.
Ever.
That's a lie.
Ever. If I lose to Paula, a female.
I don't want you to stop
in
playing
big
fantasy football.
Money fantasy football league. If I lose to her, and not just head-to-head game, I'm talking about the overall
total
standings.
Total points?
At the overall standings, if I lose to
Are
her.
Are we talking total points or standings?
Standings.
Be clear.
Standings. Like, I make
because
the playoffs,
I
she doesn't.
I hate when I am the point leader at the end of the season and didn't make the playoffs.
No. Standings. If she is in the standings higher than me, at the end of the season, in our big money league, I will never play fantasy football ever again. She started a couple years ago.
Because she's one of the most intense humans I know.
Ever.
But, Steven, is she or is she not one of the most intense humans you know?
She is pretty intense, yes.
Okay. So I worry for that reason alone. Somebody who is that intense.
Ever.
Okay, well, there you go. Gauntlets lowered. We want to thank Grandma for having us in, and I just got one question for Grandma.
Yes.
Where's the damn cookies? You screwed up, Grandma. Kids came over to play. Grandma whines. You guys never come over to play. You never come over to play.
We're here,
and where's the cookies? Okay?
Yes.
Jeez.
So
the ingratitude.
If
never
you're listening
ceases
right
to
now,
amaze me. Send us cookies.
Send us cookies. That's what.
That's the bottom line.
Would you eat them though right now?
Dude, I'm so lean.
Yeah.
I'm a machine.
I've been kind of working.
I'm a machine.
I'm doing really good.
I'm a machine.
Watching what I'm eating.
Berg.
Now I got Chrissy who's setting up massage treatments for me. Yeah.
Tell me about her baby.
Her baby's awesome, but I haven't
seen her. She's had it. What's
yes.
the gender? I don't
it's
even
little
know
boy.
That. Little boy?
Yes.
How
little
cool.
Eddie Ball the Fifth.
No way. She named him after her husband, Eddie. I'm so excited. Okay. Enough of that. We're out of here, friends, because remember.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening. We're back.